Any good Friday morning. Time for a check of sports here on Kate Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. In baseball last night, Lake Mills, the Bulldogs pick up a 4-1 win against Clarion Goldfield Dawes. Eli Menke pitched six innings, gave up just one run. He gets the win. A.J. Raymaker with the save. In prep sports going on today in baseball, that same Lake Mills team, they're right back at it. At Bishop Garrigan at 7:30. Northwood Kensett, they're going to host West Fork. That will start at 7:30. Softball tonight, Lake Mills at Bishop Garrigan at 6. And Northwood Kensett will host West Fork. That's starts at 6. Championship games in the state of Minnesota in high school baseball today. Here's your schedule. All these games being played at Target Field. In Class A, Hayfield 25-0. They're going to face 21-2 New York Mills. That game at 10. In Class AA, Glencoe Silver Lake, they will take on Belle Plaine at 1. Class 3A Championship, Grand Rapids against Matamidi at 4. And the final game at Target Field, Class 4A, Farmington will take on Park. That will start at 7. Kayla McBride scored a season-high 22 points last night. The Minnesota Lynx picked up a victory against Dallas, 85-73. Even though he did not win the Rookie of the Year, Minnesota Timberwolves guard Anthony Edwards, he was selected to the 2020-21 NBA All-Rookie First Team. Speaking of the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks forced a Game 7 in their Eastern Conference semifinal matchup with the Brooklyn Nets by winning 104-89. Chris Middleton had 38 points to lead the Bucks. Game 7 in Brooklyn on Saturday. Braden Point kept up his scoring touch with a tie-breaking goal late in the second period, and the Tampa Bay Lightning, they beat the New York Islanders 2-1. They take a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup semifinals. All fully vaccinated players and staff can stop wearing masks in dugouts, bullpens, and clubhouses under the latest changes to Major League Baseball's coronavirus protocols. In addition, fully vaccinated players and staff may eat in restaurants without restrictions and attend sporting events at venues with government-approved safety protocols. The new rules are contained in a memo from the Commissioner's Office and Players Association. The Arizona Diamondbacks made a dubious history. They set an MLB record with their 23rd straight road loss. They got beat by San Francisco 10-3. A team that's not too far behind them. Baltimore has lost 19 in a row. Road games, that is. They got beat by Cleveland by the score of 10-3. Charlie Morton did not allow a hit into the seventh inning and took a shutout into the eighth as the Atlanta Braves, they beat St. Louis 4-0. Jose Altuve homered for the fourth time in three games. Michael Brantley and Abraham Toro also connected. Houston routs the Chicago White Sox 10-2. Well, there's been a shakeup in the Dallas Mavericks front office. Rick Carlisle has stepped down as coach after 13 seasons. Carlisle led the Mavericks to the 2011 NBA title. His departure comes one day after general manager Donnie Nelson and the team agreed to part ways. That ends a 24-year run for Nelson as part of the organization. The Chicago Bears have submitted a bid to buy a suburban horse racing track, suggesting a willingness to move out of downtown Soldier Field for a new stadium. Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips says the club wants to purchase the track in Arlington Heights. That's about 30 miles northwest of Soldier Field. Now, Soldier Field is the oldest stadium in the NFL. It opened back in 1924. It can seat 61,500 fans, but that does make it the smallest venue in the league. Officials in charge of the college football playoff have opened 2 days of meetings in suburban Chicago, and the main topic is whether to expand the 4-team playoff to 12 as proposed by a working group. Now, six spots would be reserved for league champions, and the rest would go to at-large teams. The discussions put league championship games in the spotlight. The winner would be in the mix for a playoff bid, but an upset would hurt the league's overall chances. And Rafael Nadal is skipping Wimbledon as well as the Tokyo Olympics. The 35-year-old Spaniard says he made the decision after listening to his body. Now, Nadal reached the French Open semifinals last week but lost to Novak Djokovic. He says the fact that there are only 2 weeks between Roland Garros and Wimbledon make it harder for his body to recover from the demanding clay court season. And that's a quick check of sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio, I'm Aaron Worm.